ride alongside me. All right, you set me, girl. Shotgun.
Straight pues, Russell, welcome back to another Firme Friday Night here on Radio Aslan KUCR 88.3 FM. Simon KS, I am your host, the Beto Man.
Y la Snoopy.
And we are here with you tonight for the next two Firme Horas, de las 8 hasta las 10 in punto, ¿verdad? And today, of course, is Friday, April 7th, ¿verdad? 2017. Órale, pues. So we got a special guest here tonight with us, hasn't been around, on vacation, La Snoopy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's good to be back, and where are all the brown babies at tonight? And I'm going to be with you right now for the next 2 hours. Can't be with you tonight at midnight because we have the Cesar Chavez 5K, but I'm hoping to come back soon. So hasn't been quite the vacation, but getting through it, and I'm here today and now, and it feels good. So it feels good to be back.
Órale. And of course, we have a lot of events coming up, so we're going to be announcing those tonight. But I do need to announce that we do have a special interview tonight about 9:20, 9:25. I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Salomón Rosas, Consulate of Mexico. And, of course, the interview is all in Espanol. So you have to, if you have relatives, if you have paisanos, compañeros, amigos, tell them to listen in, especially if they're undocumented, porque the Consulate of Mexico tiene mucha información para nuestra gente en cómo ayudarlos, ¿verdad? Con todas las cosas inmigrante, los abogados que tienen listos para pelear para sus casos, ¿verdad?
That's right, especially nowadays, we definitely have to know our rights and know our resources and all the services that are out there. So make sure you seek them out and you get that support because that cabrón's kind of rough right now for everybody. So,
and of course, Salomón Rosas came in, and his prensa Monica was with him, and we had a real good time. So let's start off. We're gonna start off, of course, with oldies. We're gonna be playing oldies 2 hours of Firme Oldies, kick back, relax, and enjoy. We got a few events, ¿verdad? We got the Cesar Chavez tomorrow. Can you give me some details?
The Cesar Chavez 5K run walk is happening mañana. Registration starts at 7 a.m. And the run starts at 8:30 a.m. We have the 5K and we have a 1K for the kids that starts right after the adults take off. So join us. It's a family fun event. But not only that, not only you get out there and exercise and spend a beautiful day on campus and expose especially your family to the university, but also celebrating the life and legacy of Cesar Chavez and learn a little bit of cultura, some history, and to honor that by raising funds for scholarships for UCR students. And so we have to, you know, make sure that we're all continue to give back. And this is one way that you can give back by either raising money like Sereya did or pay the registration fees. And that all goes towards scholarships for students. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's important for us to be part of the community and help those students out. So if you can join us tomorrow at UCR, just head out to the bell tower and you'll see us. And it's from 7:30 to 11 a.m.
And so, that's of course, is the 3.5 mile run?
It walk? Is, yes.
Is it a walk or is it a run?
It depends. Lo que sea, whatever you can do. People will take their dogs or, you know, take their kids and their strollers. I know we just saw the huarachas right now, and Susie's going to take her baby Luna and Olin, and they're going to walk the course in their stroller. So it's just family, community, and being there for a good cause.
Now, what are some of the kids? I know they get medals, ¿verdad?
Yes, every kid that participates in the 1K gets a medal. So they run around the...
Unless we run out, ¿verdad?
No, we never run out.
Okay,
we always take care of all the kids. And so it's just really cute. They're really excited. Scotty the Bear, our mascot's out there cheering them on. So it's just a beautiful thing to see and for the kids to experience.
All right. And now, is there water? Do they need to bring their own water, sunblock? Is there any food for them, anything like that?
We do provide water, and but you can bring more water if you want, depending on how much water you drink. But we do have water and oranges at the end, and throughout the course, there's water stations, and at the end of the course, there's water también. We don't provide food. It's pretty quick. A lot of times our student organizations are selling pan dulce and having coffee and stuff for those that probably don't run or walk. And so there's no food because it's pretty quick.
Yeah,
and there's going to be vendors.
I was actually wondering about the oranges, but I don't know if you're going to give any out, and I didn't want to say it.
Yes, the oranges. And we have vendors, so we'll have some cultural vendors, and then also community resource table, so it's a community fair. We have baile folclórico, we have Zumba to warm you up. We have Anthony Huaracha, he's our resident DJ there, and he's playing música throughout the event. So yes, lots of things to do, and a good way to build community.
All right, and we'll come back after a few songs, Raza. We'll talk about the Pachuco Dance coming up. We'll talk about Chicano Park coming up, and we'll talk about the Chicano Youth Conference coming up this month, ¿verdad? A
lot of things happening in the month of April, so hopefully you can check some out.
And we'll come back in a little while and wish a happy birthday to everyone. Órale, pues, we'll be back after this canción. This is Ralphie Bagan, Who Is the Girl for Me?
Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias y todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulce inquietudes y amargo desencanto. Su amor es como un grito que llevo aquí en mi sangre
y aquí en mi corazón. Y soy, aunque no quiera, esclavo de sus ojos, juguete de su amor. No juegue con mis penas ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi última esperanza, comprenda de una vez. Usted me desespera, me mata y me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted. Con mis penas ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi única esperanza, comprenda de una vez. Usted me desespera, me mata y me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted.
Pues, Raza, welcome back to Radio Aztlán, KUCR 88.3 FEM. I'm your host, the Beto Man.
Y la Snoopy riding shotgun today.
And, bueno, pues, we just finished listening to Suavecito by Malo, of course. And we started off the set going all the way back to the introduction song, Cruisin' Baby, is by este Rudy and the Cruisers, another Chicano group. Also, Brown Baby was done by
Willie G.
And, of course, that's just an old song, beautiful song. And then
that's my jam right there.
We went into Who is the Girl for Me by Ralphie Bagan. I believe que era cubano. And American, verdad? Pero we call him a Chicano, verdad? We adopt him. And then, of course, we went to Usted by Sunny Osuna. And then we finished off the set with Suavecito by Malo. Órale, que no?
That's right. All good jams right there.
All right. Now, Raza, we want to talk just a little bit about our next coming up event, which is Thursday, April the 13th. It is a Pachuco dance going to be held here in Riverside at the Ortega Restaurant Barn Grill on Spruce Street. And that starts at 9 p.m. Anything that people should bring or be prepared for?
No, it's the annual Pachuco Ball. It's sponsored by Mecha. And Mecha started doing this event a couple of years ago to help raise money for their Mecha Summer Leadership Camp that they have during the summer. So all the proceeds go towards helping putting on this residential program on leadership, on Chicano culture. So again, your money's going to go to a good cause. We all go out, right? We all do this anyway, so might as well go to an event that it's actually going to help the community and raise money for a good cause. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be some car clubs out there. They're going to have their lowriders right there on display.
Take pictures.
Yeah, take pictures. Dress up if you like. You don't have to dress up, you know, if you want to. But if you want to look good and put on your zoot suit and come and hang out with us and dance, and yeah, definitely will be a good time.
That's right. It's the time to pull out that zoot suit that you might have in your closet and you haven't pulled it out for a while. Time to pull it out, dust off that tando, that fedora, and or that nice creased down Pendleton and bring it on out, ¿verdad?
That's right. Having a good time and looking good while you're doing it. So hopefully you can come out and join us at La Casa Ortega Restaurant and Bar, located at 1690 Spruce Street in Riverside.
All right. And ¿qué más? What else is going on?
What else do we have? Then we have our, we're going to all hang out the Chicano Park Day.
Mm-hmm. That's April 22nd. And that's going to be a beautiful event. That's held in San Diego, California, underneath the Coronado Bridge, which is inside the Logan Barrio. And just a beautiful event. That's from 10 to 5 all day. Of course, there's two stages, a lot of music, a lot of stuff to see and watch. Some politica, the brown berets as they raise the Chicano Park flag. It's just a beautiful day. If you've never been out there, all the pillars are painted in murals. It just this is a park that the Raza took over back in 1970, and from that day on kept it, maintained it, cleaned it, and they have Aztec dancers that go there all the time to practice. They're going to be dancing and opening up the ceremony for that day. So it's just a beautiful cultural day, ¿verdad? They also have lowriders, motorcycles, all kinds of stuff, ¿verdad?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful celebration. Again, right in the heart of the barrio and the community. And you can just feel the spirit of the park and that history once you're there. And it's always important to reclaim our space and reclaim our community. And this is such a story of that. So when you're there, it's not just, you know, the cars. It looks good. The lowriders, right? The vendors. You're going to do a little shopping. You're going to do a lot of eating. And there's going to be danza, speakers, music. But it's just, I think, more symbolic of being in that space of claiming those spaces for our communities, whether it's building a park or making it better. It's so important. So there's a larger, I think, bigger picture. And for me, anyways, we've been going for how many years? 20 years or so. And
more like 25.
Around there. I'm not very good at remembering all that stuff. But it's very impactful. It's very powerful. So if you've never been to Chicano Park, you should definitely check it out. It's something that you want to take your familia to, and it's a beautiful day. Take your lawn chairs and just hang out.
Yeah, exactly. And this year is going to be a special commemoration for Ramon Chunky Sanchez, who passed away last year. And they're going to be doing a whole big thing with him because he was a staple at Chicano Park. He was the lead vocalist of Los Alacranes Mojados. And, of course, I asked him one time, why'd you guys change your name just to Los Alacranes? He said, we got our papers, homes. Este Chunky, man. He was always a comedian.
May he rest in peace, yes.
Yeah, so we loved him. And,
beautiful soul and so much history. And originally from Blythe, but settled out there in San Diego and continue to do that work in the community. And so they're going to be coming out with his documentary pretty soon también. So so our community or our kids can learn about who he was and what he did.
How important he was, yes, to the community and to the raza. All right. So we're going to continue with some more música.
We are. We're going to continue with some más música. So stay tuned right here to KUCR 88.3 FM. Man, it feels so good to be here.
All right, we'll be back with some more mensajes. We're going to keep punching it because, all these events are important. Órale, pues. Aquí te va.
Tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí.
No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. De mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años, muchos más, y yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad. Como aquí en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Sabor a mí, sabor a mí.
Órale pues, raza, this is the Beto Man, and you're listening to KUCR 88.3 FM, broadcasting from the University of Califas, Riverside, Aslan. Simón, que yes, raza. If you want to join the Beto Man, you can join the Beto Man on Facebook. Just look me up, Roberto Tijerina. My name is spelled T-I-J-E-R-I-N-A, Roberto. And of course, it'll say Roberto Tijerina Beto-Man. So just look me up. It's got a little picture there, and that's me, medio bigotón, but that's me with my tando and sunglasses. And join me, because that's the only way I have to add you on. If you don't request me, By messaging me, I'm not going to add you on. So I just joined the 21st century, Raza. So if you want to come and check me out anytime. I'm a writer también, so I write a lot of articles. But it's all only Radio Aslan stuff, KUCR stuff. It's not really my personal Facebook, but more announcements and stuff like that for Radio Aslan. Que no? Órale, pues.
And we also have Jesus Gonzalez checking us out right now, right here at Radio Aslan, out there from Coachella. So big yubo to all of you out there. And
all right, you want to start off with Ricky? My nephew was listening.
Right now he's listening.
All right, cool. My nephew is out in Georgia, ¿verdad? Pues que hubo, órale, gracias Raza for tuning in and checking us out. We're playing all kinds of firme oldies for the next 2 firme horas, de las 8 hasta las 10 de la noche. Now you can join me once again on Facebook, and you can join me también at eastlareview.com. Also, you can join me on chicanotexmix.com. These are podcasts from San Antonio, Texas, con The Lone Wolf. Allá está bien lejos, pero allá está, ¿verdad? And of course, eastlareview.com with Steve Chavez. And that's another podcast, and you can look for my interviews, Chicano Highlights. Now tonight I will be doing an interview with Mr. Salomón Rosas from the Consulate of Mexico. So if you know anybody who is undocumentado, a migrant, and is here and needs help, tell them to listen to this interview, because he's giving out a lot of phone numbers and websites that you can that they can help them. They got lawyers lined up to tell them what their rights are, all kinds of stuff. So this is a very, very important interview, especially for them. And if you want to keep knowing what's going on, listen tonight. That starts about 9:20 p.m. tonight. So I think you're going to enjoy that, Raza Simon.
I want to give a couple of more shout outs, Beto. We have also want to congratulate Karina Valdez for having her baby girl, Genesis Bernadette Valdez. Baby G, she's tuning in tonight with her grandpa, John Valdez. So, oh, we can't wait to meet her and welcome to the family. So proud of her and Karina, and congratulations, mija. And Ale Garcia out there checking us out también. And Charlie Castro, Beto, Termites listening tonight.
All right, Mexicali, Termite so. In Mexicali, that's Raza, right. Baja California. Órale, Charlie. It's nice to see you, carnal. Órale. And bueno, pues we're going to continue with some more firme música. We've been announcing all kinds of firme events. Remember that you can also pick us up on there's apps for your phone, your iPhone. You can go to the Apple Store, KUCR 88.3 FM, and just download it. It's free. And also, if you got an Android, any Android, you can download TuneIn Radio, and you can get it on your phone. We're all internet. That's KUCR.org. Around the world, Raza Simón, que es. Tell your familia, your sobrinos, your nephews, y tu abuela también. Órale, carnal. No, te sales. Órale, pues, Raza. We're going to continue with some more firme música. Kick back, relax, and enjoy. Y aquí te va a little bit of Joe Batán, Under the Street Lamp.
We don't Aztlán. ¡Que viva Radio Aztlán 88.3 FM!
Órale pues, raza, and of course, welcome back to Radio Aztlán KUCR 88.3 FM. Simón, que yes, I have La Snoopy here, and bueno, pues we're kicking back, having just a good old time. Today is Friday, April 7th, 2017. And I have to do that in order so that I know where I'm at and what day, because I get confused. Órale, ¿qué no? Simón?
That's right.
Órale, Snoopy.
I guess so.
All right. And we had a call from Rafa. Rafa Ochoa is out there in Mira Loma. Big cubo to him. He's kicking back and just having, I'm pretty sure, a real good time, ¿verdad? We have an interview right now in just a few minutes with the Consulate of Mexico. So kick back, relax, and if you know anybody who is undocumented, migrante here, working 2-3 jobs just to make a living and to feed their families and to make sure that they survive, ¿verdad? Everybody's looking for a way to get ahead, to live a better life. And so then, of course, con Donald Trump, no quiere a nadie, and he doesn't like anybody who's not his color. Tell them to listen to this interview con the Consulate of Mexico with Mr. Salomón Rosas. That's going to start about 9:20, so we still got a few minutes to go.
And I want to send a shout out to Marcelina Nicole Zapata, and she's checking us out right now. So big cubo to her, mija. Love you, and hopefully you enjoy the show. And also Jennifer Garcia is checking it out right now too. So I'm sure my brother Ruben is checking us out right now. So big cubo to them también.
Cubo. And of course, that's interesting because Ruben has never had a chance to come on out and join us here on a Friday night. He's a very hard worker, and I'm really proud of him. He's worked really, really hard and made a good living, ¿verdad?
That's right.
Órale, con sus manos de piedra, órale. All right, raza. We want to just talk to you real quick about the Chicano Youth Conference, which is coming up on April
29th,
a Saturday. And raza, this is important for a lot of high school students, because what we do is we give them three types of workshops: a cultural workshop, we give them a college prep workshop, right? The A through F requirements,
A through G.
I'm an old timer, ¿verdad? They've increased it, and then of course we give them a career workshop. So they got three workshops. They're here from 8 to 2.
Around there, yeah, around 2:30.
Mm-hmm. And this is for high school students. It's absolutely free, but you need to call us, your school, or you need to call us to prepare just set the day aside for you, because the problem is that we have some food that we give to all the students. We try to feed everybody as much as we can, ¿verdad? And that's why you need to reserve your spot. So you can call the Office of Chicano Student Programs at area code 951-827-3821, ¿verdad?
That's right.
Is there anything else they need to know about the Chicano Youth Conference?
Just come out, bring your kids, and you know, you don't have to come with the school. So if you want to come with the school, you can. But also parents, grandparents, you can come with your son or daughter or a group of friends to campus. It's a beautiful day to be on campus. You can explore the campus, but also not only learning about your requirements to go to the university, but also learning about your cultura, about identity, about the importance of community. So it's not only one, you know, we want to push higher education. We want to encourage you to pursue education, but we also want to expose you to many of the history, to many of the issues that are not covered or that are, you know, exposed in high school. So very important for us to know who we are and feel empowered, and really to validate your own experience and see people like you. And it's about empowerment. It's about mentorship. It's about seeing, you know, connecting and networking with college students. So there's many, many reasons for you to attend UCR at the Chicano Latino Youth Conference on Saturday, April 29th.
Now, of course, Rasa, you know, this is where you get to come to university for the first time in your life. Most people never, you know, even touch the grounds of a university unless they're cutting the grass, ¿verdad? Which is unfortunate and sad. It's a great job. I'm not putting it down, but that's the only time when we get a chance to come to a university. This is your opportunity, young Chicanitos, Chicanitas. Come on out, participate, you know, get out of your comfort zone and enjoy the day, ¿verdad? This is the only place where you're going to get to see your own role models, ¿verdad? People, professionals who have careers, who are educators, lawyers, doctors, judges. The array of people that you're going to meet here will inspire you to get a higher education. That means to get more than a high school education. You can go to college. There's ways to get financial aid. We're going to be talking about financial aid and what to do, how to do it. This is where you make those networks. And a lot of times our familias, our first generation, we don't know how to do those things. So this is where you come to find out, ¿verdad? The phone number, again, you got to reserve your own spot. You call the Office of Chicano Student Programs. The area code is 951-827-3821. ¿Que no?
That's right. And I also want to send a shout out to Claudina Tijerina, to Tina Tijerina, listening out there. And also Gabby Zapata out there in Indio is listening as well. And William Hinojosa. So big yuvo to all of you.
Baby. As long as I can, I'm your man. stop this guy from getting to you. Believe if you find one day that all the riches and all the treasures in the whole wide world aren't enough to satisfy you, dog, then you can have my heart. And believe me, yes, you better believe with my heart you can go a long, long, long way. I'm telling you, all it's gonna take, yeah, all it's gonna take is for you to be my queen.
Well, Raza, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. We will see you hasta la próxima. Muchas gracias. Órale, Raza. Also, remember to tune in to KUCR.org, simultaneously broadcasting on the internet, ¿verdad? Simón, que yes. And that's going to do it for me y la Snoopy. ¿Unas palabras?
It was just good to be back. Good to be back on the air and looking forward to coming back at my midnight slot. Tonight, Angel Baby's going to be covering, and big yuvo to Anthony Huaracha, who has my back, who's been covering for me for a while now. But it's good to be back in the studio, and hopefully I'll be back real soon at 12 a.m. So, gracias for tuning in today. Gracias for tuning in. And hopefully we'll see you mañana at the Cesar Chavez 5K Run Walk.
Orle, pues, Raza, that's going to do it for us. Ahí te guacho. Hasta la próxima. Pórtense bien.
That's right. Big yuvo to Rafa. I just got a phone call from Rafa out there kicking back in Mira Loma. Gracias for the call, and it was nice hearing from you.
And thank you for all the people on Facebook. Keep tuning in, you know?
That's right. And all of you listening on the internet or on your phones, however you're listening, wherever you're at right now, gracias for tuning in and checking us out. We really appreciate all of you for your continued support. Have a good weekend and be safe out there.
Ahí te guacho.
It's all right. I've been hurt before. It's all right. You don't love me anymore. Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Where am I kidding? It's okay. Baby, I can see. It's okay. But will it make you happy? Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Someday. It won't be long. You're gonna find yourself all alone.